We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down on the internet in Seattle for the nerds every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Today we're going to do something a little different. I would normally play news and nerd talk. We'll still have that. But then afterwards, I'm going to put in a bunch of material from the weekend. We did the top 107 songs countdown from last decade, because this decade sucks. And I spent a lot of time writing these dumb things, and there's a bunch of cool stories, music stories, and dumb jokes to go along with it, about the bands that we played from the last 10 years. And so I have, like, I don't know, it's like 15, 20 minutes worth of material here. I can't play any of the music. We don't have the streaming rights or whatever the crap that is, but it's just fun stories and dumb stuff. So if you can bear with me through the end of this thing, you'll hear a bunch of dumb talking from my stupid mouth. I should be more positive. Nah. All right, so COVID-19, coronavirus, that stuff. Boy, I've got a car that's just sitting out there not doing anything. I might want to rethink that.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, we've reached 20,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington State. Deaths yesterday were in the single digits, which sucks for the dead for sure. But it's a sign that we're moving towards stability. Car thefts are way up during the stay-at-home orders, says the Associated Press. I guess leaving them undriven, unattended, and possibly unlocked makes it super easy for crooks to steal your wheels. I like to think someone is making a super robot out of all of them to fight some sort of lurking unknown evil. Probably just selling them for drug money. Ah, dang it! Police are having to investigate a rash of anti-Asian crimes in Ballard, says ComoNews.com. Yo, people actually from Asia are like half the Earth's population. Stop it. And finally, in sad news, oh, baby Kotoko, the gorilla at Woodland Park Zoo, was seriously injured in a family skirmish. Como News reports the zoo said, quote, what could have been a life-threatening injury to his head appears to be a serious wound that can heal if no complication from infection result. Evidently, a team of surgeons from Seattle Children's joined in the effort to do an emergency operation to save the life of Kotoko.
You just got news.
I'm 1,000% looking forward to tomorrow, right around 1:30-ish. As long as the stupid weather over dumb Florida plays along, because something big's gonna happen.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Tomorrow afternoon, just after lunch, SpaceX is set to launch two humans into space after NASA signed their permission slips for a field trip into orbit. This is the first time anyone's been hurtled up into space from American soil since the space shuttle stopped space shuttling back in 2011. Now the big concern, sending coronavirus to the space station? No. Weather. But now I'm thinking about that too. The difference this time, NASA won't be firing the rockets themselves, they'll be effectively Ubering people from Florida to the space station. Maybe instead of Uber, Lyft would be the better choice. There's a sponsorship opportunity there. All right. Let's hear it for German scientists who engineered us a triple-duty green machine at sea. It's an ocean platform that generates power from the sun via solar panels, has big spinning blades so you can get it from the wind, and will harness the motion of the ocean. Well, hey now. It's a modular panel, so you can hook a bunch of them together and make it as big as you need. Ooh, what a lovely stopping point for Godzilla to have a nice break during a swim over from Japan. And finally, America has rolled out its newest version of the Tomahawk cruise missile, first made popular in the Gulf War. This Freedom Stick has an eye on conservation, opting to use a fuel made from corn bran and other farm stuff instead of petroleum. Imagine that. Now when we torture ass, it'll leave a trail of delicious popcorn smell in its wake. Ooh, you smell that? Is it movie night? No.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Okay, so I rushed through those other things to get us to the part that I've been looking forward to since recording these last week. I spent a lot of time, wrote 5 pages worth of material. Now you can hear me recite it all back. This is my parts from hour 7, 4, and 1 of the top 107 songs of last decade countdown. I put together the playlist now on my blog at 1077theend.com. Please hop on over there and you can listen to all the songs because you're just getting my parts, 3 hours worth here. No music, sadly, we're not allowed to use it, but there's a lot of dumb stories that you can hear from me now. Have fun, and enjoy the top 107 songs narrated by myself. Hi, I'm Gregor, and have a great day. Hi, and welcome to the top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade is hot garbage and deserves a sweet roundhouse kick to the suck zone. We're just trying to look back at a better time before everything was awful. Like, I remember being out at the Gorge under a giant tent for Sasquatch, and all 308 people from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros crammed onto the tiny stage with their weird stringed and bang-upon instruments and gave us all kinds of entertainment that afternoon. What a great group. Kicking things off at number 107, this is the one that gets stuck in your head with the whistling. It's Home. 1077 The End's top 107 songs of last decade. I remember it being uncomfortably tight as we crammed Walk the Moon into our tiny B studio and hashed out take after take of their song Anna Sun. You know, to get it just right. Walk the Moon at number 106 here. Now I'd kill to be there in a small room with other people. Instead of trying to make it work over FaceTime while the signal drops out because your dumb roommate is streaming Trash Island or whatever from Netflix. I wonder if Isaac Brock from Modest Mouse has ever been to Trash Island. I mean, Mercer Island, for sure. At number 105, here's Lampshades on Fire. It's the top 107 songs of last decade, because the current one stinks. I mean, no, seriously, like, wash your sweatpants, it's time. Alright, let's keep this countdown rolling, featuring a band whose country of entirely fictional elvish humans conquered the coronavirus, leaving just weird art and lovely people behind. Cool. From Iceland, enjoy Of Monsters and Men. At number 103, it's Mountain Sound on the top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade showed up defective. At 102 is Imagine Dragons, a band who went record shopping with end listeners at the now dead Easy Street Records on Queen Anne, R.I.P. That reminds me, make sure to order Easy Street delivery or curbside pickup because I don't know where Eddie Vedder will hang out if Easy Street disappears. What's that? Oh, Hawaii, evidently, is where he'll go. Huh. Well, still. At number 101, a group who played an end session at the Gibson Showroom, but because they were Fender-sponsored, we could only film literally their faces, and it was extra weird and kind of super sexy. This is the XX at 101, it's Crystallized. The top 107 songs... The top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade hates us. I'm gonna fight you, decade. Ah, so much fun so far. I mean, really, anything is better than murder hornets and the endless stream of stories on your feed about murder hornets. Except for that praying mantis eating that one murder hornet's head. That was brutal. Well then, the first time we had Young the Giant for an end session, they had never performed their songs live on acoustic instruments and were a bit nervous. It was awesome. Fast forward to them hosting 200 plus friends of the end at the Crocodile, stripped way back before a couple sold out nights at the Showbox. Ah, what a decade. Their success feels like it's shared amongst us all, sort of. Only we didn't do any hard work. At number 99, Young the Giant, Mind Over Matter. It's the top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade is as cuddly as a cactus, or that pointy part of a scorpion. Quit poking me! Now that's a band that packed up and moved to Brazil for a while to learn more about Brazilian street poetry and dance music. Whoa! I love their album, and at number 98, they are Sophie Tucker. And that helped end last decade with some serious color. Moving it right along, here's number 97 on the top 107 songs of last decade. From Banks, it's Beggin' for Thread. Keeping things rolling right along, number 95 is the only artist to have ever licked me. Yeah, even pre-coronavirus, it was pretty gross. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't do it all again, though, Brian. That's the singer's name. I think they're also the only band that ever played an in-session on a booze cruise. They're Silver Sun Pickups, and this is Panic Switch. The top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade needs to be lick-free until there's a vaccine. We had Mumford & Sons stomping. Remember when boot stomping was cool? Well, they were experts and stomped that 6-inch riser at the Red Hook Brewery better than anyone. Remember Red Hook Brewery in Woodinville? Glad things worked out so well for Marcus and the gang. Little Lion Man was number 93 on our top 107 songs of last decade. This decade already sucks more than like the last three combined. Anyway, former End host and longtime pain in the ass, Bryce, a host here in the mid-20-teens, left the End and went on tour with the Joy Formidable, selling merch and being poor and miserable. I'm glad they survived him. At number 92, former Deck the Hall Ballers with Whirring. It's the top 107 songs of the last decade on the End. Welcome to the top 107 songs of last decade. I'll be your host for this hour. I am Gregor from Mornings on the End. These are the songs that were the biggest for 107.7 The End way before we had to wash our hands every day. This hour will go past the halfway point starting at number 60. We raised a crapload of money for youth care back in the early 20-teens when Foster the People played the High Dive as one of the features. We also had people recording videos to become the biggest influencer. Wow, look at us. We were way out ahead on that. Anyway, at number 60, it's Foster the People's Pumped Up Kicks. These are the top 107 songs of the last decade. Oh, the Neighborhood. They played an end session at the Hard Rock back in the day and insisted that all video recordings and photos be in black and white. Didn't they cover Justin Timberlake too? Anyway. From one Sex Panther to another, we move on now to a dude who grew up on the East Side, Barnes Courtney. Barnaby Courtney! His band one year at summer camp was a guitar case. Looking back, I probably should have thrown in a couple bucks at the time. Here's 99 at number 58. It's the top 107 songs of last decade because this decade smells like armpits on the workout shirt that you left in your locker before the shutdown. Aw, crap. The top 107 songs of last decade. This decade blows, so we're focusing on better times. At number 56, a song still bumping along in the 20s, Panic at the Disco. High hopes on the End. It's pretty super cool that Ben Gibbard lives in Seattle, live streaming performances periodically from quarantine, taking our minds off of things for an hour at a time. I sure do miss being able to go out in public and seeing him and it being really uncomfortable because it looks like he can't remember my name and that I might try and talk to him. I'm sure he'd gladly deal with that now for a bit of normal. Good old Northern Lights at number 55. I'll assume we'll be hearing from Death Cab a bunch this countdown ahead of us. One notch above that, number 54, let's hear from Flora Cash, You're Somebody Else. This is the top 107 songs of last decade. Because this decade has been trying to murder us since day one. 107.7 The End's top 107 songs of last decade. Because this decade needs a do-over. I call do-over! The band Muse reached their highest highs in America during the 20-teens. My God, those light shows, get out of here. But there's still just some dudes who like a good kickabout. Backstage at Key Arena, we got Sounders legend Casey Keller to come play some cement soccer with the lads and a few friends of the End. What great times. At number 52, here's Uprising from Muse on the End. We've had some incredible in-sessions in some pretty scenic places, but seeing Ex-Ambassadors, a band with roots in Seattle, in the atrium at Chihuly Garden and Glass with like a gazillion dollars of blown artwork hanging right above our heads. The Space Needle looking down at us. Judging. That is hard to top. What a great decade. Way better than the hot garbage we're living in now. Someone blow that into some art. Time to break into the top 50. Let's go. A band that in under a decade played Seattle stages ranging from the Crocodile all the way up to Key Arena. Imagine Dragons' Believer. It's the top 107 songs of last decade. Because this one sucks. A couple dudes called James and Brian get us back into the countdown. They are Broken Bells, and this is Ghost Inside, number 48 on the top 107 songs of last decade. God, I want Bezos to shoot this decade into deep space. Ooh, maybe hit that stupid flying Tesla while he's at it. Number 47 on the top 107 songs of last decade. It's Weezer's Thank God for Girls. Some songs I'll never get. But that's what makes these lists so much fun. Moving on to number 46, they drove down from Canada last minute when someone had to cancel on us for summer camp. And they nailed it. I am forever a huge fan of Bob Moses, Tearing Me Up. It's the top 107 songs of last decade, because we're pretty sure that this decade is just a Russian Twitter troll. Well, here we are, the final hour of the fun. Welcome to the top 107 songs of last decade. Because this decade might as well include a ladle full of lava being poured down your pants. What do you mean that's already on tap for June? Cool. Well, here we are, looking at the final 15 songs. And I'm honored to listen here with you. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Now, some of these artists got tons of play and then kind of left their mark with one song. The Alex Clares of the world. In this case, when Walt showed me this list and I started to look through my hours that I'm hosting, I had an audible, oh my, response of surprise with number 15. This is Coleman Hell. You remember Two Heads? It's the top 107 songs of last decade on 107.7 The End. My God, that saxophone. I'll always remember that dude backstage at Deck the Hall Ball, warming up before running up the ramp to slay everyone with that sweet, brassy sax. Hello, the musician whose one job was to close the night for M83. Ah, you remember live concerts? I remember. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Moving on to lucky number 13. I love it, love 13. A band made for driving on the highway without having to say a word to anyone. Or maybe it's a back road and your window is rolled down. Whatever. It's the Black Keys, such a massive part of the 20-teens. Enjoy Tighten Up, number 13, on the top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade forgot to fill up the gas tank and instead set the station on fire. Keeping this thing moving, this band broke the record for longest streak on the Billboard Top Alternative Songs. The previous honor belonged to Rise Against, but after more than a year on the charts, Lovely the Band took that title away. Their song Broken is number 11 on the top 107 songs of the decade. Broken is the perfect way to describe this decade so far, too. Mark Foster is one of the toughest guys to interview because he's just sort of a snarky punk. I love that about him. Constantly giving back, but also bringing attitude. At number 10, wow, top 10 songs of last decade? Foster the People, Sit Next to Me. Now on to one of the best songs for shouting along, regardless of musical talent. It's an artist who at summer camp a couple years ago just set up shop in the VIP section in an Adirondack chair and BS'd with anyone who would listen. He's Nathaniel Rateliff, number 9 on the top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade would steal your wallet and hire an army of leaf blowers to play outside your window at dawn. You son of a bitch. Ah, let's keep this show moving. It's fun. Hello there, I'm Gregor from Mornings on 107.7 The End, and this is the top 107 songs of last decade. This decade obviously sucks. Picking it up with a band that once threw cupcakes at the audience of an end session at the EMP. Whew, I've grown up a little bit since then. Not much, though. It's Cage the Elephant, one of our favorites. Cold, 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 number 7. These are the top 107 songs of last decade on The End. L. King wrote an anthem that for months drove my wife crazy, getting stuck in her head every day before work. Our job here is done. We can go home. At number 6, that of course was X's and O's. Here we are, looking at the top 5 songs of last decade, because this one requires a face mask. So for this weekend, we're looking for comfort in the past. Kicking off the top 5, enjoy a dude who grew up running around Green Lake, a kid that you'd see in line at Dick's. Number 5 is Sweet Disaster from Nick Wald and the gang in Dreamers. Well, look at us. It's time for the top 3. We've played 104 songs on this countdown to get us to the top 107 songs of last decade. Because this decade deserves to be fed to Godzilla. Oh, he's planning to be here for July? Great. We now turn to songs that got bumped so hard in the 20-teens that we could likely wake you up from a deep sleep and you could recite them backwards. At number 3, here's Nashian All We... Yes. See what I did there? It's the top 107 songs of last decade. This one came out broken. Whew, number 2. One shy of the top spot. Still quite the accomplishment. Lots of spins. Teeny tiny streaming paycheck to go with it. Congrats to the revivalists. Wish I knew you. The top 107 songs of last decade. Any guess who'll snag that top spot? Before we get there, a quick thanks to Leslie and Walt for doing all the digging and boring data work so we could have some fun, and to Taz, our producer, who put in the 41 years of work to get it done. Twice. Couldn't have done it without you. I mean, we could have, it just would have sounded terrible. All right. They're a band who adopted a dog from Motley Zoo after hanging out backstage at Deck the Hall Ball. Oftentimes, they play their hit single twice in one show. I've seen it multiple times. And the lead singer once hung out with the end staff at our boss's house because he was so pumped for us to listen to their new album. A wonderful assortment of Northwest artists and weirdos who love covering Metallica. At number 1, it's Portugal the Man. Feel It Still. These are the top 107 songs of last decade, because this decade can go... Whew, boy. You made it. Sorry about all that.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.